I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Get it. The Burt Show.
Must be real tough for Rebecca here. Having the pick of every single person when she walks into a bar because she's bisexual.
No limitations, baby.
100% is eligible to hit the Rebecca lottery. And yet, it's your friends that are pulling.
Yeah, I think I've like dug myself into like a gay little hole, and I'm just not sure I can get out of it.
A gay little hole.
What is happening?
Who's gay little hole?
It's my own. It's where I live at this point. But
in a gay little hole.
In my gay little hole.
I wonder what that looks like. Certainly smells good.
It's very quaint.
Yeah. It's very colored,
colorful.
Right?
You're
very
all,
colorful.
You're
yeah.
all invited.
RuPaul's Drag Race is just on repeat.
Constantly.
Liza Minnelli in the background. Sorry, I'm getting too stereotypical.
No, that's incredible. I love that. So I have a friend. She is straight, straight as an arrow. She has never been anything but straight. She would never tell you that she is not straight.
Oh, this bee.
Yes. So she is my best friend in Atlanta, and we're pretty much inseparable. Like, Abby's met her. Her name is Rachel.
Oh, I love Rach.
Yes. She goes with me basically everywhere.
Oh, it's Rach.
Rach, huh?
It's Rach. We're on a nickname
basis.
Okay.
Yes, yes. They've gotten closer for sure.
You're not on a Rach level unless you live in the little gay hole.
Y'all don't know Rach like I know Rach.
So she loves drag queens as much as I do. So we are constantly like at the gay bars and hanging out together. And it used to be kind of a joke that we looked like a couple, but I don't think it's a joke anymore.
Mm-hmm. You guys are like so close as friends that if you're at a gay bar, people are going to misinterpret that as you guys being together.
That's what I'm afraid of. And I used to think it was just purely circumstantial. But now I'm starting to think it kind of might be my fault. But before we go on, I've included a couple photos of us at the bottom of your schedule. So if you want to take a look.
I'm so confused by this one picture, not because you are hugging your best friend, but is that a DK or a UK jersey?
Oh, so that's a costume for the movie Jennifer's Body.
Oh,
I did see that.
Yes. So that is actually, we're in a couple's costume.
Okay. Y'all definitely look like a couple.
All right. I was only confused because they were LSU colors and it looked like a UK letters and it didn't make any sense to me.
Yeah. I'm supposed to be Megan Fox and Jennifer's Body. I don't know how well I pulled it off, but and I tried really hard.
Is Rach Amanda Seyfried's character in this?
Yes.
Yeah. That's where the confusion comes in.
Yeah. So everyone always jokes about us looking like a couple and we're always together, but it wasn't until I went to my last drag show that I was like, oh, okay, this is like a real thing, because three different people either asked if we were a couple, someone asked me where my girlfriend went when she went to the bathroom, and then another man said, oh, I'm sorry, I need to make space for lesbians while I'm here, and gave her his chair.
Wow.
Okay.
I don't see the problem here. You're getting special treatment.
Here's the problem. it's stopping me from getting into the actual queer lady bits.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So what do I do?
So you ever see those cheesy shirts, you know, like you see on a boardwalk in Maryland or something where it's like, I'm with stupid. And they have the fingers that are pointing to each other. One's on the right, one's on the left. Can't you make T-shirts that say, this is not my girlfriend?
I think, honestly, she should just have a T-shirt that just says straight. Just like in bold letters, like on the front and back.
But then you've got the challenge factor, right? So maybe she's like saying, I'm straight now, but come and get me.
Could change.
How is your body language when you're together? Because I know you were posing like on purpose for these pictures that you sent us, which y'all look beautiful, by the way, but they are very coupley looking photos. Mm-hmm. But I get it. When your bestie is like, you snuggle down, you sit on laps, all that stuff, but it's a little murky. You're murky waters when you, like you said, it's a coochie blocker. So when you're in public,
I always thought C block meant something so different.
Yeah, huh,
it's coochie blocker. How patriarchal of you. But if you're like next to each other, are you linking arms? Are you super close? Are you side by side? Like, what if you put a little distance? What if you sat across the table? You didn't touch. You didn't bring her drinks. Stuff like that.
That is kind of true, because when we're at the shows, she's definitely standing in front of me and we're like kind of like locked like this. But you're just so close and like, like a group.
No. I feel like y'all have to act like two men would act.
Yeah,
that are friends. So you gotta have that energy.
You have to have like the, if you're going to a theater together, you have to have the heterosexual seat in between the two of you.
Yes, you have to do things just like that.
I'm not gay seat.
Yes, exactly that.
Yeah, I have to do this with my guy friends when I go out. I went on a trip to Nashville a couple years ago with my best guy friend, and I was obviously trying to get a little something while I was out there, and I was kind of looking at him. I was like, he looks like he could be my boyfriend if I stand a little too close. So you gotta straight arm him a little bit, put some space in between, and if you're really getting desperate, what I did was I got one of those Snapchat photos where you just put like a black screen on it, you put some text, I put it up to my forehead that just said, he's not my boyfriend, and you would be surprised how many free drinks I got.
I need that for sure. Okay, so no more holding hands.
Rebecca, are you serious?
Let's go with the hands.
And you're wondering why?
You're going through a club. You gotta hold hands and guide each other.
I like cuddling in there.
Yeah. I like Bert's idea of the T-shirts. Maybe you could wear a T-shirt that says, I love, and then have a picture of tacos and pickles. And then she would just say, I love pickles, and it would be a pickle.
Okay.
No, it's the eggplant emoji.
I think it's easier if you just, you know, don't talk about who's the big spoon in public in front of people you want to actually get into their
pants.
That's
probably a good idea. Yeah.
Yes.
I think that's better than the pickle shirt.
No, pickles are delicious.
All right, Rebecca, stay in here, because apparently Kay Lee is having a problem with all the women in his life right now. The work wives, the real wife, everybody.
Yeah. I think so. Rebecca, you got beef?
And it has to do with bodily...
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, like, I'm just like every other human being. I burp from time to time.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah?
I hold it in, well, like, mouth-closed burp. But sometimes you can hear it, and it disgusts my wife. I don't know why. When she burps, it's okay, but when I do, it's gross.
Are you one of those, like, long, loud burpers that the dudes that take pride in, like, being able
to... No, actually not. I mean, like, and most of the time it's after I drink, like, a carbonated drink.
Yeah.
I burp. I've got upper gas. It's not lower gas, but...
So you don't put the extra into it? You know?
No, I'm not like... Argh. No, not at all.
So, Rebecca, you got beef in this? Because they're in an airtight studio right next to us. Katie's on her feet now. She got something to say.
And I always say, excuse me afterwards.
So I think claiming that it's from time to time is an interesting choice.
The wording's a little off.
I also want to clarify, Katie and I are not Kaylee's work wives. We're his work nieces.
Oh, okay. That's fine. Whatever.
No, that's good.
Not even his work daughters? We gotta be separated?
Are you and Katie each other's work wives? Is that why? Like, you're allowed one, right?
Am I the creepy uncle?
I'd rather be Rebecca's work wife, but it's just, we can't marry this man because of his bodily fluids. That's why. We cannot.
Are you saying, Katie, it's more often than he notices also?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. It's notice when I burn.
I don't know if you all have ever seen the show Rick and Morty.
Yes.
But Rick, who is like the grandpa, who's notoriously drunk, he just burps all the time. That is Kay Lee.
Okay.
That is just, you know, like, I don't know where. We're just like, okay, we have a burp count.
Yeah.
In studio.
You have a burp count?
A burp count?
Yeah.
What's the averaging?
I would say about 12. What is it, Rebecca?
For research yesterday, I counted, and it was 11.
11 in 4 hours.
11 burps.
No way. 11 in 4 hours.
11 burps.
11 burps.
Yes.
That's almost 3 burps an hour, fam.
Every 20 minutes, you're burping.
I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's very regular with his burping.
Well, you know what? I think that is an inflated count.
That's really not that bad. And I think it's only fair that if we're going to do that for Kaylee, we've also got to do it for Kristen, who is notorious for burping, and not only burping, but calling out what it tastes like.
But that's it's so cute when she does it.
Well, mine's real sexy. I promise.
Like, yours smells like old peanuts, and I asked Kristen to call
old peanuts.
I don't know.
Old nuts. That's what they smell like.
I think now is probably a good time to get out.
Yeah, I think so.
It's the Burt Show.
Get it? The Burt Show.